Hello and welcome to Maximum Potential, your health and wellness podcast, hosted right here at Florida A&M University, aka the highest of seven hills. I'm your host, Ryan Bacon, and I'm so grateful to have my amazing peers with me today. So if y'all don't mind, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hey guys, my name is Sakina Robitaille. I'm a first-year broadcast journalism scholar hailing from Broward County, Florida.
Hey y'all, I'm Dale Salam, a first-year public relations scholar hailing from Tampa, Florida.
Hey guys, my name is Lana Frazier. I'm a first-year graphic design major from Miami, Florida.
All right, I'm so glad y'all are joining me here today. So for the first question, I just want to ask, since we're all freshmen here, how was the transition from high school to now being here at FAMU Ben for y'all socially, academically? Just like run me through it. And anybody can start. Yeah.
I would say socially, having to put myself out there, being out of my shell, because I would say for most of high school, I was kind of like in my own little world. And so in college, it's like you kind of have to like get out because like closed mouths, you know, don't get fed. Academically, it's more rigorous, I would say.
Sure.
Yeah, because these deadlines, having to stay up till like 6 in the morning for some graphic design homework. Yeah. I've learned lessons about myself and about other people, and yeah, it's been a learning experience in more ways than one.
Okay. I think the friend thing has been really cool. I've met more people here than I have like probably ever in my whole life. So that's been really cool.
Awesome.
Very social. I can talk to anybody. It's a lot of friend groups though, very fast, a lot of cliques, a lot of groups. But it's nice being able to go around, just say hey to anybody, and everywhere you go, you always know somebody. You're the guy that knows everybody. So that's been cool. But then the work, procrastination, that's a thing. trying to get better at that. But, you know, I'm doing my thing, trying to stay up. I got good grades, you know what I'm saying, A's and B's, and just being consistent.
All right.
I think in high school, I was very shy and to myself. Like, I stayed in my own bubble. And in a way, I still am that way. But I'd say coming to FAMU, especially, like, at HBCU, I just feel like the environment, like, the atmosphere is just very welcoming. Everyone is quick to talk to you, say hi, wave, whatever the case may be. So I feel like, in a way, I have become a little bit more social, but I still tend to stay to myself because at the end of the day, I do consider myself, like, more of an introvert than an extrovert.
Okay.
And then I'd say for academic-wise, my, like, work to school-life balance has kind of stayed the same. Like, I've always been on top of my grades. I tend to always do my homework, like, the same day I get it. So that kind of helps me not fall behind in my classes for the most part. But, yeah, it's been nice so far.
Okay. So you say, like, your time management has
my
been
time management.
Pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about y'all, like, time management? How's it been like?
Oh, Dale has a...
not great.
Y'all schedule stuff or, like, y'all just kind of go with the flow?
I need to do better in that because, like, I don't know. If the due date is, like, you know, really later on in the week, I'd be like, got that later, and then later comes, and then I'm rushing to finish the assignment. But trust, it does get done though. But I don't know. I feel like the procrastination of this doing the assignment kind of like pushes me to get it done faster. Because if I know I got time, I'm gonna take my time. And
I've been trying to use a schedule, a calendar. Like, so if I got something I gotta do, I put it in my calendar. But like homework and stuff, sometimes I'll be forgetting to check Canvas, but I'm getting better at that.
Me too.
And I'll be like, oh, I got something to do. I try to check early so I give myself time to do it. And even if I do procrastinate, I know I'm actively procrastinating. I know I'm actively procrastinating, so I give myself time to like work on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're like aware exactly when you...
I try to be aware. Sometimes I'm not, but...
Yeah. Right. I'm the same way. I have a... You have like a paper planner or you like actually like
my
type...
Phone.
Okay,
calendar.
I'm like old school. I have like a little book planner.
Same.
And I write everything. Yeah, I write everything. Like, I write my goals, and then I write my assignments. That's the main thing. And then I cross them out when I'm done. I'm like terrible at keeping up with some stuff, especially reading.
Yeah.
Because I actually try and read the books because my professors just kind of lecture a lot, and I'd be zoning out sometimes.
Yep.
So, I've been zoning out a lot.
Be honest, I
No, what are you about to say? What are you about to say?
He just fell asleep today.
You fell asleep in class today?
The bus, but yes, I did. I did fall asleep. I like to use a calendar on my phone and put in things I have to do, set like a 1 to 2 hour reminder to tell me like when I have to do it, or like it helps me stay like ahead.
Okay. Yeah.
I downloaded this extension off Google. I saw it off social media, and it's called Better Campus. So I use that because it kind of like organizes what you have due, and it tells you, like, lets you know how many days you have until. Mm-hmm. So I will say, once I downloaded that extension, I did get a little better at getting my assignments done, because last semester it was like, ooh. But this semester, I would fairly say I've been on top of my work. So, yeah.
Okay. But speaking on, like, because this is spring semester, so, like, how... Like, what are you guys' like new goals for this semester now, like compared to fall?
I'm trying to get all A's.
All A's? Okay.
I relate to that. I'm also just, I'm trying to be more consistent with things like journaling, reading my Bible, praying, eating healthy, just staying like motivated to like get through the semester.
Yeah.
Going to the gym.
Mm-hmm. Going to the gym.
I've already been doing that, but I'm just, you know, keep doing that.
Yeah.
I think that's one of my things that I have a goal for this year, because last semester I went to the gym once and then low-key never went again. But I did go, I want to say like maybe 2 weeks ago, no, last week. And we're going to make that a routine though. Staying consistent as well, because I say I'm going to do this and then don't really stick to it. So going to be owning up to what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's about like accountability and stuff. Because like, anybody can say I want to be consistent, but how accountable are you going to hold yourself, like, you know what I'm saying, reliable?
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Heavy on that.
I want to talk more about, like, the social things, because it is sometimes hard. Like, y'all said you want to be more social. It is hard to, like, you know, because a lot of us as freshmen, like, trying to fit in. Mm-hmm. And, like, sometimes I know me, I could be, like, a people pleaser and not even know. Like, I say things that should not be said nicely, and I somehow find a way to deliver it nicely, even though it should not be said that way. And I've had that issue for a minute. But, like, have y'all ever kind of, like, said something that you wanted to say in like, fear that you would kind of, like, get somebody angry, or, like, lose a friend, or, like, not fit into a friend group because you have, like, a differing view? So, like, I know, yeah.
I do that all the time. Okay. I think it also ties into, like, a little bit of social anxiety. It's just, like, I don't know how they're going to perceive this. And it's also, in a way, it's like, oh, I don't know if I'm overthinking or if they're just really in the wrong and I just truly don't know how to approach the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely be like that. Sometimes I do be overthinking what I'm going to say, because I want to stay cool and say the right things, but not only say the right things, because, you know, I don't want to be a people pleaser. I want to be honest and be true to people I'm talking to, but then also want to be myself and not change who I am. So it's like a fine line with how much you want to tell people or how honest you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely one lesson I did learn last semester. Yeah, because the person I was friends with, like, she wasn't behaving like a friend, and I kind of, like, put off, because there were things that she did that I kind of put off that I was like, maybe she didn't mean it this way, or maybe she didn't, like, mean to say this that way. But, yeah, over the break, kind of reflecting on the situation, I was like, yeah, no, I definitely should have said something, should have corrected it. And that's what I'm learning now. Like, don't be afraid to, like, speak up when you know something is wrong, or, like, if it's not right with you, then don't be afraid to set boundaries, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was doing that, too. I was giving somebody the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. And I knew I shouldn't have, but I just wanted to do it because I had hope. But then I realized, you know, you got to be honest and realistic. Right. But you can still give people the benefit of the doubt, but you can't lie to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes they appreciate, like, if you being more upfront with them rather than, like, holding back. But I know, like, for me, and I've seen this in the band, but I've seen this with, like, this is people all around the school. This is more of a guy thing, but, like, I don't know. There's, like, kind of like a nonchalant, like, epidemic. Mm. I don't know what it is. But guys, y'all think y'all cool being nonchalant all the time, never talking about how y'all feel or something. And I know, like, a lot of my friends, they'll be nonchalant with certain people, and then I would hang out with them later, and like we just like
having a ball.
Yeah, I know. Like we're having a ball, and it's so it's kind of funny, but at the same time, like I've had to like make sure it doesn't rub off on me too much because I am nonchalant sometimes, but like my main personality, I smile a lot.
Yeah,
and like I'm pretty friendly and stuff, but I feel like that's kind of a lot of people now kind of just like walking around and like, oh, if I don't say anything. Or if I don't laugh or whatever, they gonna, you know, I'm cool or whatever.
Yeah, people are afraid to not be cool. Like,
they yeah.
Just like status or like you're a celebrity or something. Like, you're just
right.
A normal person.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, like, I don't know, in a way they like act Hollywood. It's like they're too good to show their personality. And I think we should really start just showing our true self to people because that's the only way you're gonna feel comfortable around others and actually make genuine friendships with people. So,
yeah.
I agree.
Connections.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And, like, in that, I want to talk about, like, ways, like, things y'all do to, like, connect with yourselves. Firstly, I want to talk about music. Because I know we all listen to, like, our different types of music. And that's a way that we all, like, connect with our emotions and things. So, like what artists y'all listen to, like, to like, empower yourselves, you know?
I already know what you're going to say.
No, you don't.
Drake.
I'm not going to say Drake. I do like Drake. Drake is low-key my favorite artist, but that's not who I was going to say. I was going to say Olivia Dean.
I know who you're talking about.
This song, A Couple Minutes, I like that song a lot.
Okay.
Also like classical music a lot.
Okay.
Classical music?
Yeah.
You like you study with classical music or like you just listen to...
Not just listening to it. Like I'd be like chilling or like editing or like relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Oh, that's awesome. A lot of people don't say classical music.
Yeah.
I listen to like... I like EM, like electronic music sometimes.
That's
I know it's weird, but like sometimes music without the vocals and like I like jazz music. And fusion music with electronic and jazz.
Jazz hard.
And I like cinematic music too.
Mm.
I like if I'm in the gym, I'm listening to Black Panther soundtrack, Creed soundtrack, and everything. But yeah, how about you? Like your
For empowering, I would say it's like a specific song. It's called Better Days by Janet Jackson. She's really good. But y'all know this. But yeah, I listen to that song and it's like kind of like positive affirmations where it's like, you know, today, right now may not be the best, but better days, you know, are ahead. And I listen to Ariana Grande, Michael Jackson heavy because I've been listening to him since I was like, young.
The GOAT.
I would say I listen to a variety, not gonna lie. Over the years, I've started to open up to country more. I've been opposed to it. Like,
Was that because, like, the Beyonce thing?
Oh, no. I love Beyonce. Like, no.
Okay.
Cowboy Carter was my most played album, I think, when it came out.
Great album.
I could see that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a good album.
Great album.
It really is.
That put my dad on the country, too, because my dad didn't like country before, and he was like, oh, Beyonce make it a country album? He loved that.
She did it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. And then they changed the category on her.
Yeah.
But I would say... Not like those newer country, like I don't even know what kind of genre it is, but I would say like old country, like 1970s, 1960s, like that.
Okay.
Like, oh my gosh, there's this one guy, Glenn. I'm probably saying his name wrong, but bands like America, that's called A Horse with No Name. Like, if you guys know that song, yeah, bands like that.
So, you don't rock with like Shaboozy.
Oh, yo, I mess with Shaboozy. I haven't heard much of his songs. I know that Whiskey song. It's kind of
Tennessee
it.
Whiskey.
And then what he did with Beyonce on the album. But I definitely should give him more of a listen because I definitely think he's changing the way the category is viewed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you, Dale? Oh, you said you like classical?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not empowering. That's like chilling. But I was talking about Olivia Dean. But I like rap a lot. ASAP Rocky dropped a new album. I haven't listened to it yet. I started it. ASAP Rocky.
Mm.
And then J. Cole is dropping his last album in a couple of days. Yeah, I think
his last album.
I think it is.
I'm sorry.
He's getting up there.
I like
there.
J. Cole.
He's getting up there.
Okay, everybody else.
Right. He's, wait, he's, no, he's like in his 40s or something.
He is. Yes.
That's.
What is age?
You know, Nas still making new music.
Okay,
too.
But that's like, Nas though.
Wait, man. No, we're not talking about Lil Nas. Okay,
No,
we're talking about the other Nas. Like, okay,
Nas, Lil Nas, Nas, bro, that man disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah, that was a one-hit wonder.
He had some hits.
Yeah, I did like his music,
but like,
but he just going
controversial.
Yeah,
person.
But I like rap a lot. She bring up Drake. I do like Drake music a lot. I listen to Kendrick. I listen to Big Three a lot.
Okay,
I like a lot of rap. I like new, old, underground. A lot.
Okay. What's like your favorite gym song? Because you be in the gym a lot.
Favorite gym song?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have a favorite.
Like what's the most like energetic?
But the thing is, I could really go from 80s to 90s to 2000s to today. But like my favorite, I don't know. I like Green Room by, what's his name? I forgot his name. I don't know his name. I forgot.
It's far. That's all right.
But I like No Love by Eminem and Lil Wayne. That's a good song. That's not my most favorite song, but I like that song a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Worst Behavior by Drake. That is Drake. But, you know, I like.
It's cool you like Drake. Yeah. There ain't nothing wrong with liking Drake.
I like Know Yourself, too. That's a great song.
Okay. I like Kendrick better. But I like his song. Nobody even really cares about. Like, some people. I hate on the album, like, there's good songs on the album, but people hype up one song, so the rest of the songs
don't matter.
Get done with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Count Me Out by Kendrick Lamar.
That's a hit.
I love that song, and nobody talks about it.
Yes.
I love it. And that's, like, my, when I'm going through, like, a bunch of stuff in my life, that's the song I listen to.
Yeah, that's on the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And but, that last song on the album, Mother, I Sober, I like that. That song
yeah, a that's a good one, too.
That's a hit.
Mm-hmm.
I like United by United. What is it? United in Grief by Kendrick.
United in Grief.
I like that song. I listen to Drake a lot. That's like my top artist, Brent. But low key lately, like empowering music in a way, it's been reggae music. I'm half Trini, half Belizean, so I've grown up on a lot of Caribbean music, and lately I've been listening to that, and it's, I don't know, it sets my day out right. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Wait, question: what Belize? Like, do you listen to Belizean artists?
Mm-hmm.
Like who? Because I've been wanting to get into more music.
Can't even.
Belize.
There's so many. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna go through my playlist and I'll show you later.
Because I have family members from Belize, and then I have family from Jamaica, and so like I listen to more like you know reggae like stuff from over there.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know if like Belize has anything like similar to because like when we usually have family functions, my grandma be getting down to some reggae. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like our music is similar to Jamaica's. Like,
it's like they low key, like,
yeah,
it's
the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the culture is just a little different. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay. You said Belize? Mm-hmm. Like, where is that?
It's in Central America. It's like
Central America.
Right next to Mexico and Guatemala.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That's cool to have like music connected to your roots.
Yeah.
And then that makes the music that much more special.
It does.
Like, I know me, I'm African American.
That's
I don't
cool.
know.
Like that's wow.
I feel like especially during this month, like that's something to be proud of.
It is for sure, for sure.
I like Bob Marley a lot too.
Yeah,
he's really
that's
good.
My mom's favorite artist.
For real?
She literally named my middle name is Marley because that's how much she loves Bob Marley.
Oh wow,
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Okay, well aside from music, y'all have because I know like we all got to have like some kind of hobbies, right? Like individually that we do. So like, what do y'all do like just for hobby wise? That's not the gym because we already talked about the gym.
Okay,
we already talked about the gym.
Looking at me.
We know, yes. But like other than the gym, you know, like what kind of hobbies?
So I mean, the workload has been like kind of messing up my time to be able to indulge in my hobbies. But I would say from time to time, drawing. I brought my oil pastels back up with me from home, so I'm going to get more into actually like you know finishing my works and stuff. But I like to draw, then play video games, especially on my PlayStation with my friends. What else do I like to do? Listen to music, and yeah.
I appreciate that you do traditional art because I feel like everybody is like, digital art is cool, but, like, a lot of people now, because I draw with, like, paper and pencil. Like something about like the paper and the pencil, it's like more connected. Like relaxing. Yeah, I feel like more connected and like relaxed with my artwork in that way. Yeah. Like if I could take like a perfect picture of like paper artwork and then perfectly get it on a screen, that's literally what I would do all day. I wouldn't even be touching a stylus. But like how about you, you know, anything other than the gym, you know? I know it hurts, man, but
it doesn't hurt. I love like the gym, it's not a part of my personality, but it's low key like a part of who I am, and I do love it a lot. But besides the gym, I like doing interviews and content creation, so I do different types of videos, but I like doing that a lot as well as journaling. I've been doing that.
Yeah.
Talking to people. Hobbies. I've been watching Snowfall recently.
Snowfall.
Rewatching it. That's been really good. I play video games on my Xbox. I've been doing that. I don't really do a whole lot else, though. Okay. I love the gym, talking to people, watching TV, playing video games. You know, pretty simple.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Coming to college, I've kind of, like, lost all my hobbies. Like, I don't know. It just gets really busy. But all 4 years of high school, actually, I did ceramics, and I was really good at it. So if I have time, which hopefully, I can make time for it, I want to pick that back up. And then I like to draw. I like to paint, like, I would say maybe a month ago, me and my friends, we actually just had like a little girls date night, whatever, where we just like got canvases and painted. Awesome. Yeah, it was relaxing. I'm hoping I can actually like start to organize my schedule a little bit more and just put time aside to like really focus on stuff I enjoy, because school can get a lot of like, it can get very stressful. It gets very chaotic. So I feel like having that self-care is very important.
Yeah, with the busyness of school, like, for sure. Like, I can understand that, like, losing hobbies. Like, I tried so hard to, like, still draw my sketchbook, but, like, I think anybody in the marching band could attest, like, when you start in the marching band or, like, really any org, like, it's the time management. Like, it don't matter how hard you try and, like, hold on to that hobby, because, I would try and draw. It would be, like, 10:50. And I'll try and draw something, but I'll be so tired. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, nah, hold on to the next day. And then it got to a point, it couldn't even be on my schedule, because I'm like, I literally can't at nighttime. I can't. Then in the morning, I'm like reading textbooks and stuff. So like, yeah, the time management and trying to get your hobbies in is something. But what I've been doing, I love movies, personally. I love movies and shows. So I've been like spending every night to decompress. I watch like a film, like a new film, and it's Black History Month, so I've been watching like a black film every single night. I watched, I think the most impactful film I watched so far was Judas and the Black Messiah. That one was really good.
That's a hit.
That one was really good. Really, yeah, that was amazing. But do y'all like, how does y'all watch any type of films or like shows that get y'all like relaxed, or like y'all just decompress on like any shows or anything?
This is an old show, but it was called On My Block. It's on Netflix. I don't know. That show was like my comfort show. That show, and I'd say All American. It was like a football show.
I remember All American.
Yeah, that's like prime. Yeah. I don't know.
That was peak.
Yeah.
Peak time.
I used to talk to my friends all the time about that show.
Yeah, I used to watch All American, Snowfall. This other show, I forgot what it's called. I watched The Boys. That's not really common, though.
The Boys?
Breaking Bad, that was the other show I was thinking of. That's a good show. I just like chilling, though. It's a show called Voltron. I don't know if y'all know what it is.
Voltron?
Yes, with the lions. And
Who doesn't? I don't think I've heard of it.
Yeah. It's on HBO Max, right?
It was on Netflix.
But they took it off. Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this show called Young Justice. That was really good.
Young Justice.
With the sons of was it just Batman and Superman's son?
But it was like a team. They had like Aqualad, Kid Flash, the Martian lady and the Green Archer lady. I forgot her name. But it was really good.
Yeah. I came across it once, but I don't think I actually sat down and watched it. But I think I do know of it. Low-key, I don't really be watching that many TV shows. Like, I don't know. It's really hard for me to get into a TV show because, like, if I'm not interested in, like, the first episode is low-key not getting watched. But I will say I did give Gossip Girl a chance, and I have been watching it, and it's actually pretty interesting. So going to bed, I watched that and this show that my cousin recommended me, which is called One Tree Hill. So, yeah, I've been watching those two things. But I don't know. I feel like I'm more into, like, sci-fi and drama and, like, mystery. And there's, like, this really good show that kind of, like, falls under those categories. It's called Severance. It's on Apple TV. I don't know where else, but that's a really good one.
I heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about black empowerment movies. My favorite one is Malcolm X.
Malcolm X?
It just came out. No, or, well, no, not just came out, but, like, it just came onto Netflix.
I'm not sure.
It's on HBO Max for free. Well, not free, but it's on HBO Max. Yeah.
Also, like, Ali.
Ali?
That was a good movie.
I haven't seen that. Is Will Smith good at
playing
Muhammad Ali? Because I'm like, I look at that. Have y'all seen One Night in Miami?
Yes.
I love that film. And the dude who plays Muhammad Ali, it's a really good film. It's about, so basically, like, the night where Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, and it was like two others. It was a singer and like a football player.
Maybe Sammy Davis Jr.? Is that his name?
The football player?
No, the singer.
The singer, I forgot his name.
Forgot his name too, but I know you're talking about. I watched the movie. It was really good.
Yeah, yeah. And that movie is like, that was really good. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, Ray Charles movie by Jamie Foxx. That was a really good movie too.
I haven't seen that one. I haven't seen that one.
I think that's my homework for this month, to watch more black movies, because I'm like, I don't know if I've watched, I don't know if I've watched that one. I'm not going to lie.
Have y'all seen Love Jones?
Love Jones. Nah.
Have y'all seen Love and Basketball?
Yeah. I've heard about it.
I haven't even seen that.
I've heard about it.
Haven't seen Love and Basketball?
I haven't seen that.
That's a classic. No.
Me neither.
Y'all seen Friday?
Yeah.
I've seen Friday. Okay. Honestly, no, I've seen Friday.
No, but I know the clips. Oh guys,
I feel you know the clips?
I know clips. They're like,
I don't know.
How have you not seen Friday?
Growing up in a black household, I feel like BET was just always on. So there's just no way you could miss Friday. And they like replay it every weekend. Like,
guys, I'm going to do my homework. I'm going to do my homework. Trust, I'm going to do my homework.
Yeah. That one, skip the middle one. The middle one is a little, skip the middle one. There's three. It's like Friday after next. And then I ain't gonna lie,
I only seen the first one for real. I seen the second one like a little bit, but I ain't really watch it for real.
They're all funny.
Have y'all seen Barbershop?
Yeah.
I remember the one with Nicki Minaj in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're
let's
her.
Not mention yeah, let's her.
I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. One. I only seen the first one, I think. But that was really good.
I don't think I've ever, like, it's played on the TV because my dad has, like, a whole bunch of movies or whatever. But I don't think I've actually sat down and watched it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think to wrap it up, I have one final question for all y'all. What is like something that you say to like a future freshman, like an ambitious freshman coming here and they want to do everything? Like, what would you say to them, like to give them advice? And y'all can think about it.
Don't be afraid to meet new people. Don't be scared of change because it is bound to happen. Like, it's part of living. Try new things, but don't bombard yourself because, I don't know, seeing, like, being at HBCU, you see all these people, like, being in this and that and this, and it's just like, ooh, like, you feel like you have to be on that same track too, but you don't. Like, you go at your own pace, you know, do what works for you. Like, not everything is for everybody, and that's okay.
I agree. You want to go, Dale? No, you go.
I thought you had something stored up.
I'm still thinking.
Yeah, I'm going to say something after you.
I would just say, like, be yourself. Like, honestly, I feel like, I don't know if it's just an HBCU thing, but like Layana said, it's like you see all these people doing different things. You start to compare yourself. You're like, oh, I wish I was there. But you really have to, like, focus on learning that, like, your own path is your path. Like, you don't have to do everything that everybody else is doing. I'd also say just, like, find something that, like, keeps you going. Like, you're going to have hard days. You're going to have days where you don't want to get out of bed. You're tired. You're unmotivated. But just find something to keep you going because at the end of the day, you're here to grow as a person. You want to, you know, make the most of your experience to help build yourself so that when you go out in the real world, you're, like, as successful as possible. So.
Yeah, that's great advice.
I would definitely say to stay focused. That's what one of my dad's best friends told me. He's like my uncle. He told me that like 10 or 12 times before. Like, that's like the only thing I remember about our conversation. It was his birthday, and he told me to stay focused like 20 times. And I was like, I got you. And stay focused and remember your why. Like, know why you're here. That's really important. And also, like Sakina said, being yourself. Like, people say that all the time. And also, like she said, like being in groups and stuff and feeling left out or wanting to do things or trying new things. Like, just remember why you're here. Stay motivated. Believe in yourself. Be yourself. Know yourself.
Period.
Keep going with that. Yeah. For me, I would say probably, and I'm going to look at the camera when I say this. I would say to upcoming freshmen, I would say that don't try and come here and try and, like, read people's minds about what they think about you, because what I've learned is that, like, a lot of people, they think they might look like they think bad about you or look down on you, but if you have a trait they desire, they're never going to tell you that. So they could really admire you, and you could think that you're maybe, like, embarrassing yourself or you're, like, the odd one out, but they could be admiring you for the thing that makes you different. So, like, you can't really try and read someone's mind here on campus. And that just goes with, like, being yourself. So that's the advice that I would have to an upcoming freshman. And I'd like to thank you all. Y'all all had amazing things to say. And I think that anyone, freshman or, you know, senior, from freshman to senior can relate to, you know, everything that was being said.
I want to say, don't be scared to jump out of your comfort zone, because that's how you grow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Go out and just do what you want to do, you know?
Facts.
Yeah. One thing about HBCU, and I think y'all could agree too, is that, like, there's not limits. Like, they don't, because I know, you know, other schools, they might have, like, oh, you're a freshman, you got to wait till you're a junior or a senior. That's what my parents told me. That FAMU, like, we could just kind of go and just do whatever we feel like doing. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so there's, like, no limits. Like you said, just go out and do what you want to do.
Yeah, only limits you have are the ones you put on yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
I agree.
All right.
Yeah.
So, I want to thank you all for listening to the podcast, listening to WANM 90.5, the Flavor Station. And have a great day, week. A year, and see you in the next one.